720 WGN. Good evening, everyone. It's Your Money Matters here. John Hansen hosting Taking It Till 7 o'clock tonight. And for the 30th time, we are bringing on our good friends at Innovation DuPage. Yeah, we've been introducing you to them and the businesses that they work with now for a couple years here on WGN. And the businesses have really run the gamut over the years and the types of businesses that they bring here. All sorts of ones. And we got a really interesting one here today. And it's a business that might be contributing to helping save the planet in a really cool way. Before we get to that, we say hello to Dan Ficini, of course, our wonderful friend over at Innovation DuPage. Dan, welcome back to WGN. Happy 30th time here on the show. It's been a real thrill. And why don't you remind our listeners what it is you guys do at Innovation DuPage?
We're a business incubator and accelerator. We're headquartered out of Glen Ellen, and we are growing small businesses and helping entrepreneurs out in DuPage County.
And for the past couple of years, we've met people that run coffee shops, run and make board games, to more green technology. And you guys really run the gamut of all sorts of businesses you help, right?
Absolutely. So we're deliberately industry agnostic. So we're out there to help companies from all walks of life, all different industries. So that's been really exciting. We now have 160 plus members of companies and entrepreneurs that connect us to us for resources and connections. But we're starting to focus now on clean energy. We just got a grant from the state of Illinois focusing on incubating clean energy companies. So, but about 10% of our members right now are focused on clean energy, including Natural Science, who's with us today.
Absolutely. Natural Science with us. Arden Warner is the co-founder and partner. John Nelson, the co-founder and the project manager. Arden, welcome to WGN, my friend.
Yeah, welcome.
You're good to have
Thank you.
You're a physicist by trade, right?
Physicist by trade.
And you have created something pretty extraordinary, I would say, that can help clean oil spills. Were you inspired by the big oil spill that I think we all remember about a dozen years or so ago?
Yes, that's definitely what got us started and interested and thinking of ways to have some change there and do some technology that wasn't available then.
The oil spill cleanup, I don't know traditionally how they do it, but I imagine there weren't great ways or aren't great ways to do it now that are probably bad for the planet too. What is the old way of cleaning up oil from the ocean or the water?
Yeah, well, the technology is sort of antiquated. It's they skim it, which doesn't collect much of it. They burn it, which creates a lot of greenhouse gases, and they sink it using chemicals.
They sink it.
Yeah.
So it's still there. It's still at the bottom.
Yeah, and then the microbes have to work on it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What have you done to make this a little bit more eco-friendly? A lot more eco-friendly.
Yeah. So we've developed a technology that uses magnetism to magnetize oil and chemicals and organic materials that absorb these things. And then we use magnets to remove it from water and from other surfaces.
So you magnetize the oil.
We magnetize the oil.
And then use the magnets then to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And basically funnel it, shuttle it, tunnel it out of the water?
Yeah, we put it on a conveyor then out of the water. So imagine a conveyor that sits in the water and it has a magnetic field force associated with it. And it pulls the fluid up and out. And in terms of the absorbent, it's a organic material that's also magnetizable, and it absorbs everything. It doesn't absorb water, and then we lift it with magnets.
You're really taking advantage of the fact that oil and water obviously don't mix, right? You're exploiting that and trying to use it to benefit.
Yes. The same force that prevents oil and water from mixing, we are using in reverse to remove it.
Okay.
It's magnetism.
Well, you need some big magnets to do that. Yeah. I think that's where John Nelson comes on in. John, how are you doing? Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in this project.
Well, I met Arden through a mutual friend, and I'd been in business for 41 years at Central Machine Removers in Big Rock, which is where we have our equipment
stored. Big Rock, Illinois, which, by the way, I had not heard of until a couple days ago.
Nobody has. 1,000 people. We try to keep it a bit of a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down, and he explained to me what he was doing, and I had a couple beers, and at that point understood.
That's when business is great. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So I said, hey, let's throw in and see what we can get done. So we've gotten fairly far along, and some of our equipment was fairly heavy, so it needed a little bit of my skills and my family's skills, so that's where I fitted in.
All right, we're going to dive into this a little bit deeper here in just a few moments, and we'll connect all the dots back to Innovation DuPage and what they do for you and the other organizations there. Dan Ficini, the Managing Director of Innovation DuPage, Arden Warner and John Nelson are with Natural Science, and they've essentially invented EMOP, Electromagnetic Oil Spill Remediation Technology. That's a mouthful. Basically, they have figured out how to magnetize the oil in the water after an oil spill and then use the magnets to get it out of the water, to separate the oil from the water. Arden, this is a silly way to ask this, but did no one think of this before? Is this technology that didn't exist, or is it kind of existed and you've helped bring it a little bit closer to reality? Help walk us through this a little bit.
Yeah, oil has been magnetized before, and fluids, other fluids. I think what we did is that we found a technique to make it so that we could magnetize the oil, and then we remove the magnetizable particles that we put into the oil to make it magnetizable. And that had to do with the size of the particles and the nature of the bond between these oils and these particles. So basically, we found a way to make it into a system that's efficient and scalable.
How do you, and maybe John, you can dive into, how do you test this system? Because you obviously can't wait around for an oil spill to happen. So how do you test this at a scale where you know that maybe the Coast Guard ends up contracting with you guys? How does that work?
Well, we, as I said, I have a facility in Big Rock. So we grabbed a big pool, about 800 gallons, and had 1,000 gallons of water delivered. And we decided to spill some oil in our pool and put our equipment in there and clean it up. A couple of days, we came in the morning and had ourselves a nice water spill on the floor. That was a lot of fun in the winter months, slipping and sliding. But we got through it, and it was exciting and unique and something nobody had ever seen in Big Rock.
Have you guys delivered this to any folks or yet that are going to use it in real time?
Yeah, well, we got a pilot project going on now in Trinidad and Tobago. We also had the technology tested at a national facility here in the U.S. Called OMSET, where you can go and test oil spill equipment and technology. So we did it there on a full scale. But the whole technology, the whole technology started in a small Dixie cup, and now it's something that can go in the ocean.
It was a Dixie cup that started it all.
Yes, it was in a Dixie cup.
That's pretty incredible. Okay, so it's, you say Trinidad and Tobago is where you were doing this?
Yeah, Trinidad and Tobago. We're heading there to do pilot tests. They had some spills there, and they also have a big industry. And it's not just for cleaning oil spills. It's for removing chemicals and bad stuff from water and preserving water and stuff like that.
So, John, is the struggle now? You guys got to get on the EPA radar. You got to get on Coast Guard. I mean, is that where you guys are looking for contracts?
That's been a bit of a struggle with the EPA, but I think we've got a pipeline we're working with right now, getting some testing done on our materials to be able to get be on the approved list. But we are looking to the Coast Guard for potential projects, and we've got some other things cooking, especially since we sit on the Great Lakes and millions of people use this for drinking water. It's very important and important to us to have a presence here.
Wow. What's the holdup? Is it just the red tape of it all?
It just seems like it's something new, and you got to have different eyes on it as opposed to looking at it through the lens of things that have already passed by them, and that seems to be our hurdle.
Is the cost of it a burden to people? I mean, it sounds like burning the oil off the ocean, yeah, maybe less harmful or more harmful to the environment. But I could see a government contract, especially these days, saying, well, look, but this just, it's way cheaper than whatever you guys are proposing.
No, it's cost effective. And as a matter of fact, the absorbent is right below this market scale now for what they charge. So it's new technology. That's the idea, right? It's a new paradigm in how we do this type of stuff. And anytime you come up with a new paradigm, you gotta prove yourself. And we're going through that process of getting the technology exposed to folks who can use it. And once we get that out there, we hope that people hear about us and look at us.
Magnetize the oil and then use the magnets to get it out of the water. It seems so It seems like an Avengers plot, Dan Ficini. And it's just one more reminder of the amazing things that are happening. I mean, this seems like a company that would come from me from the coasts, right? Just to be perfectly honest. But just another example of our state leading the way in many green technologies, right?
Yeah. And that's kind of what's exciting for us to continue to be able to lead the way in the clean energy space.
Right.
But we love working with innovators like Arden and John, who are trying to change the world, and they have these big ideas and big plans, and they're developing new technology, and we love to connect with them and see what resources we can provide and what connections we can make in order to help them grow.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a company that is separating oil from water to join Innovation DuPage. You have a lot of local mom and pop shops, one-person operations that are just looking to meet other business owners, confer with them, and tap into the resources, right?
Absolutely. We are we're strongly affiliated with College of DuPage. We are a community, which is a community college, which makes us a community resource. We're here for all of DuPage County and beyond.
InnovationDuPage.org, where people can go sign up if they're a business and look at joining your program.
Absolutely.
Love that. Arden, John, I could have talked to you guys for a long time about this stuff. Thanks for giving us the scratch in the surface, and people can dive deeper if they do their research, right?
Yeah, thank you for having us.